And after again 20 years, you will be so old to walk even. A stomach
problem
will not work. Eyes will not work. And you will be too old lady, unqualified. And then, in old age, so many diseases may come. And then your children will not regard you or given home. So why not from this age we should chant and remember and be happy? For it. There is no way to be happy in this world without chanting and remembering Supreme Personality of God. He is very loving, very sweet, jolly. He wants us. He is very eagerly waiting for us. When he will come, when he will come and play with me. But we are miserable. If you chant a little, or he will give chance, he will send his messengers, associates, or bring them quickly. I cannot delay. So I want that all should know this fact, that one day we will be all rejected from all world persons. So fight from Lord. But even today, we should chant and remember and be happy for it. I know those who will not chant and remember God, Supreme Personality of Godhead, he cannot be happy. I know that Clinton, even he is not happy in any way. In world I know so many rich persons. The king of Iran was so wealthy in the whole world. But he died by cancer. He was not allowed to go to his own country. He could not meet his relatives. And died by us. So where to go, we should decide in this world, in this life. What is our aim and object of the life? What is the aim and object of the life? What is your aim and object of self gratification? What is then? What you want to be?
I'm not sure.
He's not sure yet.
Oh, so you should decide. Because when you will be old, you cannot decide. You will be driven there, here and there. So fix this way. No? All to fix our way. Otherwise, you will be always worried. So much problem coming. You cannot be happy. When old age come, will come, oh, no one will look after you. All will aspire you all. So, we should try to hold it from very early. Chanting is very easy. To remember Krishna that you are very merciful. And then he will hear that, oh, I am yours, you are mine. Or at once will accept us. Forever. This is his own message.
This is Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
You should hear attentively.
Doya Kora More.
Who is he speaking?
This is Narottam Das.
Why?
Because he is feeling separation from his spiritual master and Krishna, and he wants to get the mercy.
He's praying from the whole world.
Oh.
Why? We want to be happy.
This is suffering.
From the beginning of our life, we want to be happy. But we see in this world none is happy. From the beginning of life, coming so many problems. So many. So his sin realized from beginning of his life, in this world, none are there. Transcendent advanced so much. From cooking department to all departments, medical department, he has computer, you has come, computer is now. Quickly we can see anywhere, cricket match here, there, so many things of gratification we can see. Science is so developed that if our brain is somehow damaged, oh, we can put another. If you are not, your eyes has done, all you can take in order. Any disease, oh, they can change so many things. So very soon we can go from here to India, anywhere in this universe. Anywhere. Even they are trying to go to moon and sun and other planets also. But they cannot, discover, oh, what is so? What is so? Why we die? Why oldness coming? And they cannot bring any happiness in the life. They think that, oh, by doing so, oh, making so much money and wealth, oh, then we will be happy. Oh, by marriage, basically marriage, but after some days, couple of time, days, all they died both, like dogs and bitches. Oh, we see that daily, oh, thousands of devotees, they are going to see here, then, plain, but having so many sufferings. All are suffering. Anyone is not happy. We want to go to the parliament and want to be a president of America, England, prime minister here, there, but none is happy. Once they will have to die. So saying this is lamenting. Oh, how we can be happy? So our aim and object of the life is to be happy.
Nothing.
But process is somewhat
forgotten.
Yeah, forgotten. And what is happiness? We don't see. We have given up. SI is what is happiness. Or supreme personality of God is embodiment of all happiness. He is very sweet. He is very generous. He is so fragrant, so sweet, so merciful, and embodiment of all kinds of love and affection and happiness. If anyone has any link with him, even telling here that I am yours, only this, accept it. He will accept us, and he will be so merciful. So he is weeping and telling to Krishna himself and to his associates. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, the supreme personality of all day, who gives life, who gives Chaitanya in all kinds of knowledge. He gives all kinds of happiness. So he Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is lamenting and telling, oh, here my dear prayer. Be merciful. And Nityananda, who is always
happy.
And he is the embodiment of happiness himself. Nityananda is the embodiment of happiness. If anyone wants to be happy in his life, he should take shelter in the Lord's feet of
Nityananda.
But Nityananda will accept those to whom Advaita Acharya has accepted. Because he called Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityapatitam all. So he is lamenting and telling, anyone cannot come to Mahaprabhu and Nityananda without your
mercy.
And after that,
Saha Swarup Sanatan Rup Raghunath Vata Juga Si Jiva Pap Prabhu Lokana.
Here to explain.
He is calling on the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda, their topmost devotees, associates, Swarup Damodar was Lord Chaitanya's confidential secretary. Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami were brothers who Lord Chaitanya personally instructed and sent to Vrindavan and wrote many wonderful books on Vaishnava.
Why he is praying them?
Because he's coming in their line. They're his guru.
They know how to be happy.
No, they know how to be happy. Everyone knows how to be happy except him.
Yes.
Was.
So, all kinds of love, highest love and affection. And this is happiness. There is no difference between happiness and this. Eh? Love and affection. So Krishna is only embodiment of love and affection. Nothing else. He is love. He is lover. He is
beloved.
Everything he is. So, they know. Sardama Dalaramanam. They are associates. Eternal. So, don't know how to have this love and affection. Without them, you can. So, he is saying to Sardama. Purukshanatha. And then?
Doya Kora Shia Charger, Prabhu Srinivas.
Who is he?
Srinivas Charger is his guru?
He is friend. Narad himself.
He is one of
the sakis of Krishna. Very highly qualified. He came to this world. To fulfill the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. To preach everywhere love and affection of Mahaprabhu. We should know what is love. You know what is love? What is love? Have you loved to anyone? Your father? Why?
Let him play on his computer.
He supports and nurtures you. So, he helps in your study. Enlightenment. But his father and maintainer originally Krishna. So he is father of fathers. So we must love him. Then he will strengthen his nurture. So Srinivasa is one of them. And he has so many beautiful and sorry qualified
devotee.
One of them is Ramchandra. Also qualified. Once Ramchandra was with Narada Thakur. They used to see Narada Thakur as his guru. Vishyaguru and Shikyaguru. Same thing. Vishyaguru Srinivasa Acharya. And Sikya Guru?
No.
But sometimes Sikya Guru may be superior to Vishya Guru also, we are saying. Without Sikya Guru, whether he is Vishya Guru or Sikya Guru, another person. But without his help, we cannot advance. So once Srinivasa Acharya, in his cottage, he was observed totally in front. And breath was not coming. All thought that he is dead. They were dead. And they called his most prominent disciple, Ramchandra. He came and told that don't be worried. I'm calling him, recalling. So he sat there and he also became enthralled by him. And he left his body and went to Vrindavan in a shape of gopi. And he went to Keshighat, you know?
Keshighat
in Vrindavan. And there he saw that so many gopis were dancing and playing in water with Krishna. But the ornament of Srimati Radhika, jewel, in nose ring, but lost in
Yamuna.
All their searching here, there, but not there. They are not finding it. At last, that new Sakhi, Ramchandra, by his constitutional gopi form, he went there, and he saw that all were engaged in searching. So he asked them, what you are searching? They told that we are searching the nose ring of Srimati Radhika, it has been lost. So she also went there and began to search, and he found it on a lotus
stem.
In the middle, not in the mud,
in
the middle way, and it was like this. And anyhow, he finds, and he gave it to his Gurudev, and in Sakhi. Srinivas was there, and he gave in his hand, and he gave it to Vishakha. Vishakha gave it to Lalita, and Lalita went to Srimati Radhika, and Krishna, oh, here is yours. Then Radhika asked, who collected it? Then, Lalita told that new Sakhi, he had, all he
called
her and embraced and told Radhika, oh, be merciful to her. So this mercy came in a line, you see, and then quickly they come out of the water, and he took his Gurudev in Sakhi form, and he came there in Bengal, in his cottage, and again now he came in his buddy boat and saw that some color, Abhiri, you know, Kumkum, was on face of Srinivasa Charya and
Ramachandra.
So again they came in this way. So he was so high class. High class of devotee. Always doing bhajan in this. So Ramchandra is telling to Srinivas, his god brother, oh, please be merciful. Because your party wants, I want your this disciple
associate
with me. So no difference between Diksha Guru and Shiksha. So Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru should be same. No business for that. All the disciples are my property. I can do anything. But they are not property of any guru. They are property of Radha Krishna Sanjeeva. If guru is like this, we should respect that one. And try to have a very good
Gurudev.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Kirtan, you know, dhire dhire, Raja Radha Raman Sanjeeva. Very cool at the chair, very sitting. Haridas Thakur was also there. You know that Haridas Thakur used to chant how many names? 3 lakhs. It means how many rounds?
192 rounds.
16 rounds, 64 rounds make 1 lakh. So, he used to do. Sometimes taking something, or sometimes fasting, no need of taking anything. Even water, always observed, waiting, here coming from, so observed. He never tired in chanting them. He used to have some faith, melody in that. So day and night he did. If in festival, we can evoke
Wake up.
Whole day and night.
Be awake.
If you are testing something, some sense gratification, then why is he not? So he, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, asked him one question. In this world, all are in trouble. They are not here, happy. For in this land, in this sea, there were so many tortoise. Tortoise, you know?
Tortoise, turtle.
But the people used to take them and to cook them and to take. So this sea became empty. No tortoise. But government saw, made a rule, anyone cannot take. Again, for so many tortoise, all seeing here, there, so if there is no band, all the pieces, all the animals even, what to tell cows and deer, even their children, they can take. They are not satisfied. You see, that tree has also life, creepers have life, ant has life. All the things, even stones, mountains, they have life. Some mountains, they grow. So, I think that what you are saying, so much green.
Green, vegetation.
Growing, even ants and animals, you can see, you cannot see so many insects. In our blood, in one drop of blood, so many insects.
Living entities.
If you see by microscope, you can see also lakhs and lakhs and all you cannot count.
Oh.
But they are not. Anyone in this world, not. So how they will be happy? We should make a trick that all can be happy in this world. People that don't worry. Hey, that's how it is. I know that you are very merciful. You have made something that they should be happy in people. Why? How? Oh, this kirtan movement that you have installed. Very wonderful. Very powerful. Willingly or not
unwillingly.
Unwillingly. If they will chant. If they are not chanting, even listening, this power will come. The mercy of Godhead will come. How it will come? If I am doing kirtan, here we are so many persons. We are doing kirtan. But the sound will verbo. Holy, you have to do that. How? If in a pond, you should throw out one
stone.
It will create some ripples. And if it touches to all ends. So in this world, air is there.
Ether
is there. So if we are sitting in here, but it sounds, it is taking, like, what is nowadays?
Radio.
Radio. Current of water.
Sound wave.
Taking here, sound wave. So sound can carry,
ether can carry sound.
So our words are not in rain here only. It goes
everywhere.
Everywhere, the whole the universe. That is all the ends of the universe, by their current. And the sound is going there. Even the trees and creepers, they are life. Don't think that we are man only are
alive
and so. Even fishes, animals, and blood, insects, creepers, grasses, they have life. They can hear what we are telling. All, and we can realize. Sometimes they can happy. If you have any kata, anything.
Axe.
And you will
cut the tree.
Cutting tree. Or if you will do like first time, all top to bottom it will transform. You know that he is going to cut. Why fishes seeing you just run away? Why deer? You know, if deer are coming and you are there,
fly away.
Fly. You know rat? And snake? If they will see any man, and what they will do? Quickly they will. But seeing us and they will fly. Why? They have experience, they will kill us and they will eat us. In the whole what we see, all are fearing. The president of America fears from other countries. From Cuba, he is fighting, you know? Other countries, all Mohammedan countries are fighting each other. India and Pakistan are fighting. Or everywhere fighting. Because all are fearing from each other. Only devotees have you. So this is the main problem in this world. So Chaitanya and Haridas Thakur is telling, name is powerful. Most powerful. Supreme Personality of Godhead, he has invested in whole power, whole mercy, opulences, everything in this name. Especially in this Iron Age, Kali Yuga. So, by the help of each other, our sons, our children, and it reforms whole atmosphere. Otherwise, very bad words and sounds in this world are going. Lusty words, quarreling words, or so much. And they are making this atmosphere very malicious. But only this is the thing, by which we can remove all this pollution and make it fresh. If there was no Kirtan movement in this age, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had not started, then I think that even now the world was
atomic war.
So, name is very powerful. And ether is just in whole universe. So all the creepers, all the trees, and whether they like or not, they must fear. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful. And that is why he has started this Sankirtan movement. Thank you. This movement. So we should try to make it more that one should be happy. And gradually those who will hear, they will give up this tree's form, this man's form, this all form, and they will have their own constitutional, eternal, very beautiful shape, more than this shape. We think we are very beautiful. But this, what is this? If you can take some
champagne,
starting from here, anyone will not marry any beautiful lady. If white spot is coming anywhere here, what is it? Anyone like, don't like. So this, in this body is not so. It is temporary. Krishna has given it on
law.
And he will take it, whether you want to return it or not. He will not delay 1 second. If you are dying and you will pray, I want to, please be merciful to give me, couple of minutes. Never. So you should think it. So Haridas Thakur is telling that you are so merciful, that you have started this Kirtan movement. by this whole creature, whether they are willing to hear or not, they must hear. Because this sound will go everywhere. So, you are right. But there is something. This name is so powerful. But one thing, if you are offending any Vaishnava, Guru or now, it will not affect. This except that this is condition. This should not mean. Oh, we can be weak. No harm. We can be weak. But don't do any mischief, any offenses in the Lord's feet of Vaishnava or Gurudev or name even. And go on to very soon, Krishna will attract. And thus you give up this body, which is not very beautiful. I told you. If you cut here and open, what is there? Full of stool and jewelry.
Blood.
And blood. So much. Bad smelling.
A foul smell.
And if the soul gives him that this body, or you will have to burn, or you will have to grave, or anything. Otherwise, insect may come. And, whole atmosphere will be polluted. So everyone takes the dead body and at once do criminal ceremony or grave or anything. So we are not dead bodies. If you are loving anyone in this world, after that he will be changed. His body will be changed. His body will be burnt and thus it will go in zero light. So there is a very beautiful state in the like Krishna, Supreme Personality of God. So we should try to search it by proper process. And that process is what? Having a guru and diksha guru. Taking initiation very soon. Initiation means the relation. What is that? You should try to understand it. If you see that a father loves his daughter, a husband loves to his wife loves his husband. If wife has any disease, husband must
take care
and will take him to hospital or any medical treatment. If doctor is telling, oh, there is a very high class of rope, very bad rope, and it will take $2 lakh. Anyhow, he will have to collect and he will carry on his treatment. If he says that, more $2 lakh, then he can sell his property, his cost and everything. And he will give it. Because there is a relation. Husband and wife, or daughter and father, son and father. If there is a relation, he can do anything. But if no relation, and if anyone is in problem, you cannot spend the money for it. So, there should be a relation between Krishna and Supreme Personality and devotee. If anyone is chanting, remember it, but no relation, Krishna will not accept it. He will give some prize. What prize that? Well, reputation, all these things. Deity he can be, but not transcendental love he will do. So, Guru gives this relation to devotee, that you have this relation with Krishna. And with this relation, by this initiation, he will chant and remember Krishna, and Krishna will act. This is the story of Vidya initiation. So this process is today or day after today, after hundred and thousand years, or will have to come in this process, if he wants to be happy. So we should try it. We know one devotee, Raghunath Das Goswami. Who was he? And yesterday speak about Raghunath Das Goswami. From beginning. We have done so. You should hear carefully in what process he went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and what relation and how he developed Krishna thing and he became happy.